The work here goes on at a frantic pace. Contractors know that hurricane season begins on June 1st and that nature does not always follow a schedule. In past years, hurricanes have occasionally formed well before that date. This levee runs along the Industrial Canal and is one of several sites around New Orleans where contractors working under the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are trying to repair levee breaches and strengthen existing infrastructure. Project manager Stuart Waits says the breach that occurred here was a result of what he calls scouring, which means water that came over the wall washed away its foundation.
Water came over the top of the wall and washed out the soil on the back side of the wall, the protected side of the wall. So this is the neighborhood side and this is the water side.
So that would be what was holding the wall up, in other words.
Correct. You know, you can see from this picture, this is the, you know, it's a steel sheeting driven into the ground with a concrete cap. It needs the soil pressure on both sides in order to function properly. So when the water came over the top, scoured out the back, you lose that soil pressure on that side and push the wall over.
The water that rushed through this breach knocked over everything in its path. The houses that once stood here were all swept away by the raging floodwaters. In order to prevent that from happening again, the Corps of Engineers is driving steel piles deep into the ground to reinforce the new levee wall, which Waite says is designed to prevent scouring.
Call the T-wall structure because it's an inverted T. The real foundation supports on this one is the piles. These piles are being driven down to elevation minus 70, so that's 70 foot below sea level.
The man overseeing this project is U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Lieutenant Colonel David Burschick. He says the reinforced levees will be far better than what the city had before Katrina.
The levees will be repaired to their authorized height. In some cases, there was subsidence, so they will be a little bit taller than what they were. And we are encouraging some scour resistance into the flood walls that will improve their strength.
In other words, Colonel Burchek says residents will be protected when this year's hurricane season begins.
Yes, if I were to live in New Orleans, I would feel that on the 1st of June, I would have adequate hurricane protection.
The work being done here is of interest to people who live far away from New Orleans. Flood control experts and engineers from around the country come here to see what's being done. Bob Folletti is with the Great Lakes and Ohio River Division of the Corps of Engineers in Cincinnati, Ohio.
It's hard to describe the impact that the power of wind and water, and if you were to compound that with earthquakes, and the personal devastation, you know, what can we as a government agency do to help those folks? That's what we need to do, is we need to make sure that we're prepared as a team to prepare to respond to the natural disaster that could befall the area.
The eyes of the world will be on this area in the coming months to see how well these new levees protect the city still reeling from last year's disaster. Greg Plakas, VOA News, New Orleans.